These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect an increasing chance of rain over the next few days. Afternoon highs will be around 90. Let's get things started with real estate. A new workforce housing project could help relieve some local residents from sky-high rents in Miami Beach. A boutique rental building with 60 apartments proposed for the Normandy Isles neighborhood could give teachers, nurses, police officers and firefighters more living options in line with their incomes. The development firm Lease Florida plans to build a four-story complex. It will have 400-square-foot studio apartments and retail space on the ground floor. In more housing news, Miami-Dade County is offering up 17 acres to developers to transform a section of downtown Miami. Currently, the area is a collection of garages, government buildings, parking lots, and a library. A new 8-block neighborhood would feature shops, high-rise apartments, and restaurants built around the Stephen P. Clark Government Center. Redevelopment of the area would take 12 to 15 years to complete. In food news, Miami Beach is getting another New York import. Rao's is an East Harlem Italian restaurant with more than 100 years of tradition and year-long waits for reservations. It's taking over for Lure Fish Bar inside the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. This will be the third Rao's location after Harlem and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas location closed last fall after nearly 15 years. Rao's Miami Beach is set to open in early 2023. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In health news, Miami-Dade County is opening its first two monkeypox vaccination sites at Tropical Park and in Miami Beach to counter the growing number of cases. The vaccine sites were scheduled to open Friday, although people can register for an appointment in advance by going to miamidade.gov/monkeypox or by calling 833-875-0900. That's 833-875-0900. The vaccines will be free, but for high-risk people only. And finally, at Disney World, It's a Small World can give you a bad earworm on a normal day. But what happens when the ride gets stuck, and visitors have to hear the song loop over and over again? A world of laughter can become a world of tears. Recently, a group of riders were stuck at the Orlando attraction for an hour, and some posted the torture on TikTok. The ride usually lasts 15 minutes. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.